flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Let's talk to our man, Brandon Gauden. Of course, he calls the Braves games. And Brandon, man, time flies. It's crazy. We're already back to this spot. Braves play-by-play guy for FanDuel TV. And first of all, how was your offseason, man? What were you busy doing?
Hey, guys. Well, it's been great. It's been a while since we chatted, so good to be back on with you. I've been busy with college hoops, mostly Big Ten, some Big East, so a lot of frigid trips to the Midwest and, of course, East, but ready to get down to spring training. Hard to believe, as you guys said, they're already getting the ball rolling. Our first telecast is the 27th, so less than 2 weeks from now, we'll be down there and we'll be on the air.
From what I understand, Brandon, there's going to be a big opportunity for Braves fans to watch spring training this year.
Yeah, that's the good news. So in previous years, the Braves have only broadcasted 4 games live, but this year, 14 games will be with our Braves crew. 4 of those through FanDuel, 10 of them through the new partnership with Gray Media. And during the regular season, some of you may have seen the release a couple of days ago, there's going to be a lot more ways for people to access games this year. I know that that has been a gripe among not only Braves country, but really Major League Baseball fans, is the lack of the ability to get their product, not even in their own market, but outside of that market. And I think this year's a step in the right direction. The Braves, they have heard all the complaints, and they're trying to get things fixed the best they can.
No doubt. Brandon Gauden joining us, guys. Braves play-by-play guy here with us on the show. We were talking about Ronald Acuna before you came on. He did his first media session and said that he feels good. He said, I'm running fast, maybe 90, 95%. He says, I feel great. That's my attitude. But we know he probably wants to push it, right, Brandon? I mean, he's a guy that wants to be out there for his team. He wants to be available. And they're going to be very cautious with how they go about this to get him back on the field full time.
Well, absolutely, because even though this is his second ACL injury, remember the other one was in the other knee. So when he injured that knee, the left ACL, in July of 2021, he returned at the end of April 2022. For those who don't know much about ACL injuries, that's a pretty aggressive timeline, but he felt like he was able to come back. He did. Ultimately, he didn't re-injure that left ACL, but for those who remember watching him during the 22 season, there was some obvious discomfort, and he was not 100%. And then we saw in 2023, when he was the MVP and so darn good and fully healthy, how good he can be. So I think because of the lessons learned from the 21 ACL tear, even though right now Ronald Acuna says he is, as you said, 90 to 95% back, they are going to be very careful with him. They don't expect him to play in any spring training games. And the hope is that late April, early May timeline to get him back. But there will be a huge focus on making sure that he is able to do everything, run fast, play the outfield, hit normal. Until that time, I don't think they're going to rush him back into the lineup.
The other guy, of course, being Spencer Strider. He could return a little earlier than that, according to some reports, Brandon. But I want to get your take on the rotation as a whole. We know at least for the first month-ish of the season, a couple of guys in Ian Anderson and Grant Holmes are going to get a shot to solidify themselves as part of the back end of the staff. What do you assess about the team not going out and getting another frontline starter?
My assessment is that I guarantee that Alex Anthopoulos made phone calls because, to me, he's the best GM in the business, and there's just no way that he didn't do his due diligence. Now, some people say, well, wait a minute, there were people out there. It just means that things didn't work out. Or, I guess both of those could be true, that he feels like when Spencer Strider comes back, he will be healthy. They believe in, obviously, now what they have in Chris Sale, Reynaldo Lopez, and Spencer Schwellenbach. So if you get all four of those guys going upon Strider's return, that's such a good 1-4 that, yeah, of course you want to have a great fifth starter, but the Braves feel like they do have options with what Grant Holmes was able to showcase last year. And then kind of the forgotten man in all of this that I know you guys are aware of, Ian Anderson, who was so good before his injury, he's working his way back into the mix. So you've got those two guys, and then Bryce Elder, even though he had his struggles last year, he was an all-star 2 years ago. So you have guys that have proven at the major league level that can slot into that fifth spot in the rotation. And so while it would have been nice, sure, to get another big-name starter, everybody, you know, you want to, if you're rich, you want to get richer, right? But I think that where the Braves are right now in that rotation, especially when you get Strider back, is a really good, really envious spot to be in.
Yeah, and Brandon, look, I've been saying this. I think Braves fans were all like, why do we do more? But if our guys are healthy, Olson and Riley and, again, Acuna, and, you know, you add Profar to this, Money Harris, we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago. He was like, man, going through that injury last year was one of the hardest things for me because I wanted to get back out there. But I feel like we're going to be in a good spot. And I don't think we needed to go out and spend $300 million to be better when all of our main guys were injured last year.
Yeah, you look at 2023 and the numbers were historically good, right? And then you look at last year and everything just went the complete opposite direction. So you tell yourself the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. But even if it's somewhere in the middle, if the pitching is stable and you get somewhere in between 23 and 24 offense here in 25, there's no doubt it's a playoff team, and it's a team that contends to get to the World Series. So you hope that that's the case. It does obviously hinge on health, as it does with pretty much every team, except for maybe the Dodgers, because they have so much ridiculous depth.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
It's almost silly at this point, but the Braves are no different. You need your guys to stay healthy, and last year that wasn't the case. Look, the signing of Profar in left field, that to me was the most pressing need, to get another outfielder, and they went out and did that. And Alex Anthopoulos said, according to their research, they felt he was the second best bat available in the free agent market. The first, obviously, was Juan Soto. Braves weren't going to get him. They felt like Profar, coming off that All-Star campaign last year, was truly the second-best bat available in the free agent market. They went out and got him, and you hope that he can replicate those numbers from last year. If he even comes close to that, with him, Harrison, Acuna in the outfield, I mean, that's about as – if it's not the top one in baseball, it's right up there towards the top.
Mm. How much pressure is on Sean Murphy this season?
A lot. I think that's something to watch. You lose Travis d'Arnaud. It's a great question. It's something that I think we will be watching closely in camp. You lose Travis d'Arnaud. Sean Murphy had the injury last year, missed the first couple months of the season. Now, when he was in Oakland, he was playing more than he was with d'Arnaud when they were platooning. But the bottom line is Sean's got to get his bat back, and he knows that. He struggled last year after he returned, and I think him missing those first couple of months just threw off his whole season. It really did. So now Braves fans are wondering, okay, can we reactivate 2023 Sean Murphy, the guy that was the All-Star and provided so much to the team? And if you look at the numbers historically, you hope that that's the case. If for some reason Sean Murphy struggles, I still think he's your guy. They've invested money in him. They see him as a starting catcher. You know, a lot of fans will be clamoring to have Drake Baldwin, who likely will start the season in AAA, come up. But you got to let Drake Baldwin's develop. I know it's exciting to look at these young guys when they're raking in AAA and think, oh, just call them up. But it's just not that easy. That transition is not that easy. But certainly I think Drake Baldwin will get his chance in due time. But this year, that is Sean Murphy's position, and he will be under a microscope, no doubt.
I think, and I want to know what you feel about this, that all the pressure is, you know, look, Dodgers spent all that money, Mets spent all this money. It's not on us. We can be a very good club in the hunt and right where we expect to be, but if the Mets or the Dodgers aren't, for whatever reason, right, like that is panic mode because of what they did this offseason.
Yeah, right, with that money comes expectation.
Yes.
Now, the Dodgers, coming off the season that they just had, I think there might be a little more grace, but now they're expecting, you know, last year the Braves' mantra was World Series or bust. For the Dodgers fans, you can guarantee that they're saying, if we don't win the World Series this year, it's a failure. That's probably what they're thinking. And you understand that mindset. But for the Mets, who last year started to taste a bit of success again and got in the postseason and were able to win a little bit, now with all their money and how much money their owner's putting up to put together a good team, they don't have the expectation certainly that the Dodgers do. But just being in that New York market, right, even if you're not wearing the pinstripes and you're in Queens and not the Bronx, there's still a lot of expectations. So, yeah, it's different. And the media treats it differently in both of those towns. So those teams are going to have a heavier weight, I think, on their shoulders than the Braves will. And I think the Braves, they know how good that they can be because of what happened 2 years ago when they're healthy. And so I kind of like how the Braves, not necessarily, they're certainly not forgotten. This franchise is too good and too stable to be forgotten. But I like that the conversation, let everybody talk about the Dodgers. Let everybody talk about the teams in New York. That's fine. Let the Braves get back on track this season. And I think by the All-Star break, everyone will realize, oh, yeah, that Braves team, they can make a run at the World Series too.
Brandon, before we let you go, just big picture question for you. As you know, we all love the sport here on this show and everybody listening, but do you feel like, going off of what we just talked about, with the amount of money and the gulf that's being created between the have and the have-nots in baseball, is this thing eventually going to come to a head? Is this eventually going to turn from something that we celebrate and the spectacle of it to something that becomes a real issue for the sport?
I think the first thing is just identifying a problem. And does Major League Baseball have a problem with that gap and how the Dodgers were able to build the team that they were and the deferred money and all of that? Is there a problem? That's the first thing. And I think the answer is yes. I do not have some grand idea of a magical fix. Obviously, people have ideas. There have been a lot of things thrown out. But with a lot of those ideas, there are pitfalls that are also identifiable. So it's easy for a fan to sit here and say, oh, we'll just regulate it, do this, put a cap here and there. But it's not that easy. So I trust, hopefully, long term that they will figure something out that is a little more equitable and a little better for everybody, because you want your superstars, sure, to desire to play in L.A. and New York and all those places. That's great. But you also want a playing field where people aren't just running away from the small market teams to get to those big money markets. I think when you get to that spot, that's when it doesn't become as much fun. So, look, the Dodgers, they're not doing anything wrong. They're playing by the rules, so I don't fault them at all. But I think long term, like you guys are suggesting, Major League Baseball does need to find a little bit better solution here just to make it a little more equitable before it gets even more out of control.
Brandon, great stuff. Looking forward to hearing your call as spring training gets underway. And again, check out all the options, FanDuel TV, the app, so many ways to access the Braves this season. Brandon, look forward to our conversations, man. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, great stuff.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.